early in the morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
That's it right there. It right there. It right there. Yeah. Friday inside the madhouse. Why it got to be so cold outside? Lord Jesus, I know it's the wintertime, but why does it have to be so cold? 29 degrees, man. We're actually below freezing this morning, starting off your morning. You're going to have to defrost your car. You're probably going to have to start give yourself a little 5-10 extra minutes this morning. We're going to heat up to about 48 degrees. That's where we're going to stop at today. It's going to be clear. It's going to be sunny, but it's going to definitely be cold. Whew, cold day inside the madhouse. All right, inside the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica the Clarinet, though.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. Also in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Burpee.
I say good morning.
Legacy.
Good morning.
Gavin.
Good morning.
Sparkle
good
City.
Good morning.
Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
What's happening is, boy, folks are upset in Charlotte, America. They mad. Mad.
As they should be.
Come on, man. See, this is why I can't root for the team. This is why I be like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay with somebody else team, because this ain't it. The Carolina Panthers have decided on their head coach, and it is... Dun, 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 dun. Who is it, Burpee?
Frank Wright.
Frank Wright. Carolina Panther quarterback in 1995 when the team first started. He just got fired from the Indianapolis Colts.
During the season, mind you.
During the season for being a terrible head coach. But he hadn't still. He is now the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Let me ask y'all. Because they said they narrowed it down to him and Steve. Yeah, I feel like this is the right decision. Or is it just me? What you think, Jesse? You feel like this is the right decision?
No.
Okay. Burp?
Absolutely not. For Steve Wilks to step in and clean up that mess that Matt Rhule left, and for the whole locker room to have his to support him. You had players come out saying that they wanted him to be the head coach of the team. And then for Tepper to just go ahead and hire Frank Wright, who ain't proved nothing as a head coach. I don't know. It's almost like Steve Wilks always get the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
He was only the coach for a year in Arizona before they fired him when he had a bad team. And then he comes in and does a damn good job with the Panthers. And now he's not even the coach. He wasn't even considered. Was he even interviewed?
They narrowed it down to him and Frank. And he was interviewed right after the season. Then they started their head coaching search. Sean Payton was one of the ones. Jim Harbaugh, Frank, one or two other guys. And then they came back and said, you know, we've narrowed it down to two. And Steve was one of the two between Steve and Frank. And then yesterday they made the announcement that they were going with Frank.
Yeah.
I also read that Steve is headed to Atlanta. He'll be down there in Atlanta. So
they say he'll be the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, at least he has picked up another position. But it is truly sad.
Well, he wasn't going to get fired here in Carolina. He said he didn't want to coach here anymore.
Would you?
No. I'm not saying it's wrong.
It's completely understandable.
Yeah.
I would have been out too. If I'm not good enough for that head job position where I was the interim and I changed the dynamic of the team, got into the playoffs, fan favorite. The players like me, and then I don't get the head coaching job.
Well, it's happened to him before. Well, he left and went to Arizona. It's just.
I wouldn't stay. No, yeah, absolutely. I would have loved
to see him, you know, stay, but that's just, you know, because I know what he means to that locker room, and you saw what he meant to the locker room when the young men went in there and they, you know, they told Tepper, we want him to be the coach. So that means he means a lot to the locker room outside of football.
There's two groups in that locker room, though. They're the players, and then they're the higher-ups.
Yeah, for sure.
He means a lot to those players, but he don't mean nothing to the higher-ups.
Well, yeah, so the thing about that is, you know, the players are the ones who are, for me, are the ones who are going out there each and every week and putting it up, putting their life on the line, the ones out there landing on the line. So as an owner, I definitely would have took that into consideration.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, sad, man. But that's what we got to report for y'all this morning. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. As a leader, where should your influence begin? A good answer can be drawn from the life of Joshua. For him and others wanting to make an impact beyond their lifetime, it begins at home. Before anything else, Joshua took responsibility for the spiritual life of his family when he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." It may sound ironic, but when a leader prioritizes their family first, the community benefits. Starting at home is always the key to affecting others in a positive way. Because Joshua had his priorities right and led his household well, he gained credibility to lead the entire house of Israel. Remember, don't neglect your family in pursuit of greater influence. Your legacy starts at home. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Yep, it's that time of the morning. You know what we drop it on, y'all. 29 degrees outside. Today's high is going to top out right near 48 with sunshine all day long in the forecast. It's going to be a cold one, though, boy. It's already cold outside. We got to be out there more than 2 minutes. Whoo, I pray for you. Whoo, Lord, it's cold out there. All right, man, Sam, for your madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
What? All right, madhouse question of the day. I was having a customer day, and I asked them, what is their guilty pleasure social media videos? You know how you can go on social media, you can go on TikTok, you can type in a subject, and you just find yourself watching that type of video over and over and over again. What type of video is your guilty pleasure? My homegirl Leslie, La 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 Leslie, said she enjoys watching carpet cleaning videos and proceeded to show us about 7 of them from these different social media accounts. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Okay.
So what is your guilty pleasure social media video that you're always watching?
I don't know if I'm going to say it's a guilty pleasure, but I do watch them every time they come on my timeline. Animal Porn. Boy, because I watched this monkey.
You literally showed me 2 videos yesterday.
I said this about him yesterday when I was having the conversation. I was like, Larry's is definitely about animals.
Animals. But listen, I watched a monkey and a cat and then a dog and a raccoon. Boy, that dog. Listen. It'd be funny to me. It's funny. It's hilarious.
Mr. Incognito said that his is cartoon rap videos.
Rap videos?
And then proceeded to show them to us. So it's cartoons. Like, he showed us an Inspector Gadget.
Uh-huh. Damn,
and they added a rap song to it.
Oh, okay. So Inspector Gadget was rapping?
Yeah.
I'm sick of this.
That's his guilty pleasure type of videos. That's what he watches.
You see that dog? Raccoon? You want to see it?
Larry.
This doesn't surprise me at all. So for me,
breaks off that raccoon.
I have 2.
Okay.
I have a couple, but 2 are Karen videos. I watch those Karen videos all the time.
Okay.
But my guilty pleasure.
What we said the other day, man?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna leave it alone. Don't leave it alone, bro.
Oh my God. That's no.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But the other
Karen.
The other, because that's what they are. These are type in Karen videos and they will pop up. But the other one is those pimple popping videos.
Showing them all the time.
Those pimple popping videos are crazy. And now, Larry, they have them where they're popping pimples, and I can't watch these. I cannot watch this. But they're popping pimples on animals.
Nah, see, what? That ain't doing too much.
Would you watch that one, Larry? Because I know you love
animals. I don't know. I have to see it.
I can't watch those.
For
some reason, I can't watch an animal having a pimple pop. But a human, I watch that all day.
Mm. Okay. I watch the animal. Never mind. Go ahead, Burb.
Mine is the animal fighting videos. Where they fighting each other.
Oh, they be fighting humans.
Or they attack humans, yeah.
That'd be fine.
I don't know. I showed Jessica, I showed them a video yesterday. It wasn't an animal fighting, but it was a hippopotamus with all these birds on them.
Yeah.
And the birds, I don't know what happened, but all the birds just flew off the hippopotamus and he was shot. I saw another one yesterday where the hippopotamus was chasing a boat. Like, people don't know what hippopotamus are.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
super fast.
Absolutely.
They're aggressive.
And I don't know why I know this. I know the most useless information.
These videos.
I be watching them
hippopotamus, sir.
Hippopotamuses.
No, it's just hippopotamus.
Let me look that up.
Hippopotamus.
It ain't no hippopotamus. No, it's not.
I want to say, uh-huh.
Hippopotamus.
No, it's not.
What is it then, Larry?
Hippopotamus.
No, it ain't. That ain't the plural.
Okay. I also get caught up on these Amazon videos. Deer.
Okay, then.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
I also get caught up on those Amazon videos where they tell you things to buy on Amazon, and that's horrible because I steady buy them.
So it says that it's all three that we just said: hippopotami, hippopotamuses, or hippopotamus.
Jessica, how do we get in on this?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. And tag us. Tag us in these videos. I want to see.
And if you want to see a dog.
No, nobody wants to see that.
It's hippopotamuses.
I was right.
No, you said too many instances.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all know. Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right. One of my favorite shows isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Fox just announced that The Simpsons is going to be renewed for 2 more seasons. This extension will keep the family coming into your household for 36 seasons. That's crazy. So congratulations.
Right, he's still 12.
Listen,
he ain't grown up yet.
That is exactly what it says in this report. He is still a fourth grader.
See what I'm saying? How the hell? You've been a fourth grader for. You know what? Because I'm about to get put off this radio.
I love The Simpsons, so I'm excited about this. Congratulations to that whole team. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to face.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Yesterday we talked to our man Terrell. A lot of y'all missed that interview that are in high school, so we're gonna drop that on y'all again this morning.
598 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes down inside the madhouse. We always got folks flying through. Shout out to my man Terrell.
What's going on, man?
Boy, that boy came in here so icy this morning. Turn down the glow, man.
Yo,
what's going on right now?
That
boy like that.
A whole lot.
What's going on with you, man?
A whole lot, man.
Yeah.
Out here working, moving and cruising.
So you going crazy on the what's my man, Kai? That's how you going crazy on
that? Yeah, Kai Sinet live stream, yeah. Twitch. Yeah. Hell yeah.
TikTok going crazy.
TikTok, hell yeah. I'm about to hit an M on there. Followers.
For real?
Yeah.
What?
Listen, that's big.
Let me get a
Yeah, it's been a year, so you know.
So let me ask you this, man. Straight up out of Philly, how you don't catch the Meek Mill wave and things like that? Like, did you just skip that or you say, I'm going to just go out and do my own thing?
I'm going out and do my own thing.
That's what's up.
I'm a leader, not a follower, so you know.
Talk your talk, then.
Everybody that you see on the wave now doing the up-tempo beats is because of me, so you know, yeah.
Okay. They following. You used to play football in high school?
Mm-hmm.
What position you play?
Receiver, safety, kick return.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of quarterback option work, you know.
You fast out, though.
Hell, yeah.
What you ran in the 40?
4.4. 445.
Okay. That's what I coach. I coach me and Burke coach high school football. I coach receivers and safety. So, so you can catch that thing.
Yeah,
I see your man in the back to my he like that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I'm ready to make like a 7-on-7 tournament or something. Like, I gotta get back.
I know that you from Philly. Is that your team that you rock with? What team?
Yeah, the Eagles.
Okay. All right.
Y'all got a big game Sunday, though.
Hell yeah, we do. We going to that Super Bowl.
Y'all gonna win?
Hell yeah, we
You know what?
I put my whole bank account on the Eagles,
man. Oh, what's my man that was making all the bets?
Jalen Hurts not going to
let Mattress Mac.
He lost $2 million over the weekend. Yeah, Mattress Mac lost $2 million over the weekend because he bet on the Cowboys.
Put the whole bank account. What's up?
I put the whole bank, brother.
I can put about 20. I take Sam Brandon at 20. What's up? I got 20.
$20 bet?
Come on,
man. We
sick
on it right now.
I put my piggy bank on.
Too rare. You're headed out to a light. I just saw your schedule. Mm-hmm. You headed out to a bunch of schools today. Crazy. You're going to be out there at Mallard Creek, Garinger.
Yeah.
What can all the students out there expect when you get out there?
A whole lot of energy, a whole lot of, different vibe. You know, I'm coming hard. So, we got to go viral today.
Going viral.
I can't come out Charlotte and not go viral. You feel what I'm saying?
So, yes, sir.
Yeah.
My boy said he going viral.
You got the song with my boy NLE Chopper.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
He had hit me up. He hopped on the wave, basically. He hit me up. Yo, Broski, you want to be right if I ain't got you on it?
Yeah.
I just did it, the next day, too.
That's what's up.
We were shooting it probably, the next, couple of days.
Yeah.
So that's how that happened, for
real. NLE Chopper recently came out, was talking about the youth and talking about violence surrounding the youth and how he wanted to change his music.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to youth involved in violence right about now?
I just basically try to change the narrative because, for one, I'm bringing back the fun, the dances and stuff like that. Yeah. Everybody doing drill rap and stuff like that. So it's like me bringing this energy is probably really going to lower the murder rate. I'm going to be honest, because everybody pulling out their phone, they doing TikToks because of me. They doing the hips because of me. So it's like, we just making this whole thing better, bro.
And when you started the up-tempo, did you feel like your first video to ever really pop on TikTok? Did you think that it was going to go as hard as
No, hell no. I ain't even going to lie to y'all. Because once you try something new, it don't never stick. You feel me? That fast.
Mm-hmm.
But TikTok, really the reason why it's stuck like gum. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as I did it, it was like, damn. I could have been doing this the whole time. But yeah.
We see you out there with NLE Chopper. Who else do you want to work with in the industry? Go ahead. Put it on out there. Claim it.
Future. Drake.
You already
did stuff with Dirk and all that. I got the song on the wave with Fresh Montana about to drop, so he hopped on the wave as well.
Yeah.
Just anybody who wanna work with me, I guess. Like, I ain't really looking for I'm just working. I got my head down, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you want a part of this journey, then you feel me, come holler at me, you know where I'm at.
All right, man, coming up, man, we got more with Too Rare live inside the Madhouse. It's the plug.
Ain't no contenders. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Show. Madhouse on Power 98, Charlotte's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We caught up with my man Too Rare on this song right here with NLE Chopper. You know, once people get a song on the radio, Too Rare, a lot of folks think that's it, like... they made it. What you think about that?
I know I ain't made it yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people think I made it. I ain't made it yet, bro.
Yeah.
We just getting started.
Yeah.
That's what's
you got up. An album coming up?
Yeah. It's called True For Rare. It's on the way.
Well, you don't know.
First mixtape. First EP.
You don't know. You ain't got no drop date yet?
No, I ain't got no drop date.
I feel like you got a drop date, but you don't want that.
I ain't got no drop date.
He know when it's coming.
You know, at the beginning of the year, a lot of people, they set resolutions, they set goals for themselves and things like that. What is it that you want in 2023?
A whole lot of plex, a whole lot of growth.
Oh.
I want XXL freshman.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah, like I'm on that, like. I got to get that. But if I don't get it, I ain't going to be butthurt. You feel me? I ain't one of them artists. Like, everything give me motivation, you know what I'm saying? But definitely XXL freshman, whole lot of awards. Like, just, like, new accomplishments, bro. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, definitely grew.
Speaking of motivation, what artists do you listen to get you motivated? Like, who on your playlist?
I ain't going to lie.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In the beginning of my whole career, it was the baby.
The baby?
His whole energy was different.
Yeah.
The way he came, his creativity, all that. But now, just like seeing how everything worked, Drake for sure. I see how he make Afrobeat music. He make Spanish music. Mm-hmm. He could make stuff for the UK. He making US music. So it's like, he everywhere. And that's how I'm trying to be. Like, I came from Africa, so I just seen the whole culture change. I'm like, no, I gotta get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, that wave, the wave that you're on now with the music and mm-hmm. up-tempo beats, when did you feel like rap was in a place like, ain't nobody really dancing no more?
Hell yeah.
Party no more.
Hell yeah. It was like a depression of music, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, me doing what I'm doing is like making it a whole different. Like, I'm damn near getting people out of depression. And I know that because people will hit me up in my DM. Damn, bro, you made my day. Damn, bro. Like, I'm glad you made this song because every time I'm mad, I could bang this song. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just hear the happy in my music. You know what I'm saying? So, and it just make people want to dance. So, it's like, if you mad, y'all go listen to my music. Too rare.
Before we let you go, because we know you got to get out there and get to these schools this morning. Yeah. Have you had any setbacks in your career? Because we always hear about the success stories
and
we hear about the goodness, but have you had any setbacks in your career?
Hell yeah, I had setbacks.
Tell me about a setback and how you got through that thing.
A setback was when I ain't with the drop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So me kind of falling back for like a month or two, it kind of like let me run. New artist and came out and everybody was on that. But I came out of that from TikTok for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So like that kind of like really boosted my whole everything and it just made me consistent. That's why we realize now I ain't really waiting months on dropping no music no more because I didn't learn my lesson. I'm glad I learned my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Everything ain't perfect, so it is what it is.
Is that the biggest lesson you've learned so far being in the music game?
One of them.
Well, give me another one.
Another one, just you can't be friendly in this game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you're friendly, it'll bite you. You know?
Stand on business.
Yeah, like you got to just stand on everything. Everybody not your friend. You got to treat certain people like business. Treat certain people and rappers like friends. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That you mess with and that you deal with. Like, you would know. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. that's really like my biggest thing. Because I be thinking, damn, bro, like, you feel me? Because we did a song. Like, we, you know.
We vibing.
But then our people, like, from so them contracts coming around, they try to give you that percentage. It's like, you ain't my homie for real. You don't want to see me eating like you. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like one of my biggest ones.
Too rare, before you get out of here, uh-huh. real quick, one of the things that all of the artists, when they come in here, they're required to do is give me their phone. I need to look at your DMs.
Come on, you can look at them.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he didn't hesitate.
You look at them. Hey, I ain't got no girls, so you know.
But it's the girls in them DMs,
yeah,
though.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. You know how many Charlotte girls in my DM right now? I got my location. Oh, come on.
Do you reply to
what them? What they talking about?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Because
I don't never want to seem too Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? I don't never want to seem too Hollywood. Like, even when I'm not trying to deal with you, I never want, you know?
Yeah.
I always try to get somebody like a reply, like, all right, you feel me? So deep. They can just feel like, all right, I could, feel me, get my hands on.
What's the craziest thing that they done said to you?
Yeah, let me get it one time. See, let me get it one time. I swear to God, this probably happened like yesterday or the day before. Let me get it one time. Like one of the.
But did she get
it? No, she ain't get it. She ain't get it.
I ain't mad at it. Stay on your paper chase, dog. Stay on the paper chase.
For sure,
hey, man,
for sure.
How can we follow you on TikTok and Instagram and everything?
At the number 2 RAREE on all platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Follow me, subscribe to that. For sure, for sure.
Hey, man, thank you for stopping in.
I appreciate y'all for having me, for real.
You got to come back, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be back. Hell yeah, once I drop my first project, whatever.
Absolutely.
I'm back.
Yes, sir. Pull up. No Limit Larry the Morning Madhouse. Y'all, it's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Time to let y'all shine. 707 at 30 degrees. It's cold out there.
Shining from a mile. Queen City, put the shine on the crown. Let's go. Hey, shout out everybody out in Boston. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Yeah. I wanna send a shout out to my people out handling the business. You real, I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's CC, two C's, no E. So I got to shout out all them kids out there at Union Academy. They said they ain't heard me on the radio a while, but I'm out here today. Good morning, kids.
Crazy, that girl crazy. Power
98, who you letting shine is Mana.
Good morning.
What's happening, babe?
Happy Fantastic Fabulous 5 Day.
What's up, Miss April?
This morning, I want to let Tanya DeWee shine, Crystal Gore shine. Happy birthday to you. I'm letting Power 98 shine, because y'all be rocking like a rocker. Like me.
I said it's a beautiful morning at Power 98. Who would you like to let shine?
Good morning. I want to shine on my husband. He started his own online jewelry business, and it is taking off like crazy. Goldberg's Diamond Jewelry. I'm so excited for him, and I just want to shine on him. Independent black man. It don't happen that often. Jewelry, 100% real diamond.
Let him shine with them real diamonds. Tell him to send me a couple of them. Let me get a couple of them diamonds he got or something. Yeah, straight like that. Yeah, for real though. Yeah.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hello, my name is Deuce. I
want to
let the Springboard Bulldog shine.
All right, coming up inside the madhouse, we're gonna let y'all shine for real. Your last chance to go see Glorilla tonight, sold out show. Big Glow, it's gonna be crazy inside of the underground tonight. So you want to go in there? Your last chance to win is coming up 7:24. Doing your nose and neighbor news. We back at 7:20.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
What the hell?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? This is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, January 27th. Christian Rock stopped by a bridal boutique in downtown L.A. And told staffers that she needed the perfect gown for Friday today. Word is, Christian told them people in there that she was getting married and was dress shopping, only had 2 days before her big day. Now, she never specified who she's getting married to. Of course, she and Blueface have been together for quite some time, but they always fighting. And Blueface, you know, he is not interested in wiping down anybody. So we'll see what goes on with this one. You know, she just recently announced that she is pregnant. So we'll see what happens. Chris Brown has, you were close, Burpee. You were sort of on the right track. He has added a 6th show to his London shows that he is doing. It's his European leg of his Under the Influence tour. It will take place in February and March of this year. When it starts, he's going to play hits from his long list of albums. In his most recent one, Breezy, the extra date was added because tickets for his first shows in the UK were selling out. This is his first show in 10 years. So tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Kanye West, he is planning on visiting his new wife in Australia, but you might not be able to do that, and it's all over that that hate speech that he was talking about a couple of months ago. Australian government officials said that there's a chance that West could be barred from entering the country at all based on his remarks. And Australia apparently has a history of turning away people that share these hateful beliefs. So we'll see what happens with that one as well. Now, what'd you say?
They need to sick a kangaroo on them.
The kangaroo.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I watched them animal videos.
I know. Kangaroo. You throw them kangaroos in?
Don't choke Kanye out. Kanye in the chokehold. Bust it down.
Chill out, fam.
All right, so This one is 100% a rumor, but Noriega was doing an interview, and he said that he has heard whispers in the industry that Future is not a fan of Drake's latest album with 21 Savage called Her Loss. He says that he's a little bit upset about it because with Drake doing that album, it makes the album that he did with Future not as important. I don't know.
So Future is the Her and Her Loss?
Wow. Do you think Future's upset? You believe this rumor?
Yes.
I think he's upset?
Yeah.
Do you think, a better question. Do you think that Drake's album with 21 Savage diminishes the album with Future?
No. I think Future.
Separate album.
Yeah.
Because Future and Drake be on that lover type stuff. Not the whole album, but the majority of it that mm-hmm. they came out with. But Drake and 21 is on that gangster type.
Okay. Do you think that Drake can come back with another album with Future?
Yeah,
he and can it will be accepted.
I think Drake could do well. I think he could do an album with anybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Drake is. You know, he's expanding his brand, and I don't know why Future would be mad at him stopping. You know, trying to stop Drake from expanding his brand. But at the same time, I definitely think Future is upset about it.
One more question. You all both said that you do believe the rumor that Future is a little saucy about it.
Yeah.
Do you think that if Drake approaches Future and says, let's do another album, he'll do it?
Yeah.
With him being upset?
Yeah. Because then, just on the petty side, in Future's mind, album.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, that one is still 100% a rumor. And even when Noriega was talking about it, he says, listen, this is just what I've heard. I haven't talked to 21, Drake, or Future about this one. This is just a rumor.
Why would you say it's stupid?
This is
a rumor.
I mean, you know?
I heard it from somebody.
I mean, Noriega talks about gossip.
Yeah.
And he gets stories and things like that. So, happy birthday to John Witherspoon. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
News report.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 31 degrees today. Side's got a top out right near 48. Boy, it's cold outside. Sunshine in the forecast all day long. That is the good news. And y'all know what time it is. It is 7:40. And it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Take five. That's where we take our vehicles to Take Five Oil Change. And they want you to bring your vehicle in there. If we can trust them with our vehicles at Power 98, you can trust them with yours. Take five. And make sure you mention radio when you go because they're going to give you 15% off a fast and friendly oil change over there at Take Five. Hashtag Larry Man. Hashtag I know you freaking lying. Hashtag ain't no way, boss. Grandmama! Shout out to Grandmama Betty Smith from Austin, Texas. That's where we're going for this one right here. Hashtag Larry Man finds us in Austin, Texas at a grocery store called the Linderman Neighborhood Grocery Store. Betty Smith, somebody grandma in there shopping like she always does. She was in there going to get her grandson a honey bun, some little bit of milk, and some snacks. When she picked up a $50 bill that she found on the floor, the store employee said, you got to give us that back, Miss Smith. Miss Smith said, no, I don't. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. And that's when all hell broke loose. Three, count them up. One, two, three employees grabbed Grandma Betty Smith. They choked her. One of them even spit on her. Man, they were slanging her around. And then her relatives got called to the store. And when they came to the store, y'all know what was about to go down. It was about to be a whole lot of whoop-ass go down. But listen, the police locked up the family members for trying to save their grandmama. So now going on in Austin, Texas right now, got homeboys down there. They got protests going on. They want this store closed. And they also want the employees involved, the three employees involved in choking out this grandma, they want them locked up.
And they should be. This is an assault. Because if the money was on the floor, and guess what? They got video footage of the money on the floor and her picking up the money off the floor. They said, so the employees are like, well, it could be somebody in here. Ain't nobody claim this money. This my damn money. Y'all wouldn't did that to my grandmama. It'd have been smoke in the city. It'd still be smoke in the city. Ain't no way. Baby, you gonna let them do this to your grandmama?
Absolutely. Well, the hell not. But mine, both mine gone.
Oh.
They did.
God rest his soul. Jessica, you gonna let them do this to your grandmama?
Come on now. Quit playing these games.
Can you see it? Have y'all seen this video?
Yeah, listen.
Man, I was upset.
Listen.
I was hashtag
glad. My nana, we about that. Come on now.
Whew.
Y'all don't want no problems with my nana.
Whew. It's some stuff I can't say on this radio that I just would love to say, but I'm going to just leave it right there. But this one was tough right here. This was tough.
Whoop their asses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can we do that?
What?
Whoop their
ass. Listen, somebody need to. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad, putting y'all hands on somebody. Grandma, what the hell wrong with y'all?
Can't take this no more.
Friday inside the madhouse, y'all know what it is. Burpee got that joke gun. He got it loaded. Let go.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. My ass up like a Glock 9. If Burpee feel a type of way, yeah. We putting you on blast. Shoot a dummy of the day. They shooting. Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip off. The English is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
It's Friday, so y'all know what that means. Y'all know what's happening. You know what's going down. Larry, Jessica, I got my degree. I got my degree, Larry, from college.
Congratulations.
When?
Down there in South Florida, they're selling fake degrees in the nursing program.
I knew that you were talking about.
When did that?
They sold 7,000 of them.
They sold 7,600. Fake degrees in South Florida in the nurses program. And y'all wonder why these people dying in the hospital. Shots fired, man.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Y'all wonder why Florida had one of the highest COVID rates in the country. They got fake nurses.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
They got their nurses outfit from Spencer's. Shots fired, man.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
They sold the people 70. That's how you know you the home of scamming. When you start selling degrees, you start selling fake educations. How you selling a whole fake education to somebody? And who is the dummy that's buying it? That's what I want to know. You went home and put this fake ass degree, and they spelled degree D-E-G-R-E-A. Put that on the refrigerator. Shots fired, Lamp.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Who is buying fake degrees?
Everybody had one. They probably had good jobs and everything, too.
It's like, look, mama, I got my degree. They came home with deodorant. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
I'm sick of it. Hey, Carolina Panthers. Yeah, y'all gonna go ahead and get this work today.
Trans juice.
This might be the dumbest hire that y'all have ever made.
I second that motion.
After hiring, letting David Tepper buy the team. Clearly, this man don't know nothing about football. This coach just got fired. He didn't even finish the whole season. He got fired, and now you hire him as the head coach, and you don't hire Steve Wilks. Larry, I heard they was considering Ice Cube for the job, too. But he wanted to bring Keke Palmer with him, so they said no. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Now they the long shot from making the Super Bowl.
Super
damn
long
I'm
shot.
Damn, I'm talented. That was good. The long shot from the Super Bowl, because that's the name of the movie. I am talented AF. Carolina Panthers, listen. If you really wanted to hire somebody, I heard Tommy Knox looking for a new job.
Don't do Tommy Knox.
No, I ain't saying Tommy Knox is a bad coach. I'm just saying, since you're putting anybody out there, why not? Why not let him interview? Since you're getting Frank Reich, who is Frank Reich? Because he played quarterback for the Panthers. You want to hire him? What did he do when he was in Indianapolis?
He
did nothing. You know what he did?
He got
Carson Wentz traded. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Listen, David Tepper, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. Get back into real estate, because football ain't your thing. It's obvious that hiring and firing ain't even your thing. You can't even fire Steve Wilks right. This is how I know you're doing your job wrong. You just brought somebody in and was like, well, We'll see you on the other side. They ain't wishing well in his future endeavors or nothing. Nothing, Larry.
Damn, Steve. They did Steve wrong.
They did Steve wrong, okay, man.
I can go over there and be a general manager for the Panthers.
Listen, Larry.
I can shake this thing up.
We can stand outside right now and hire four people that's better for the job than what David Tepper
did. You right.
Outside the stadium, right? I can get on the back of that damn Panther statue that's on the front and make a better pitch for being the coach than what David Tepper did right now. David Tepper, if you're listening, I'm needing you to tap your ass on up out of that office. We can get a football person in there that know what they doing, man. Shots fired, Larry.
You just got
they shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Get out of there. You can be the owner. Just hand over the keys to somebody. Let somebody else drive the car.
Let somebody
you know, when you buy Maybach, you got the key, but you hand the key over to the chauffeur. Hand the key over. Let me get that. I can go over there and do the matter.
But if you black, they're going to drive it themselves.
Yeah, you're right. And that's what we do.
Shots fired.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Get out of there,
man. And those were Burberry's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought? SZA right there with that shirt by request. What's up, West Side? West Boulevard. Wanted to hear that one this morning. Shout out to all the ladies out there on West Boulevard this morning inside the Madhouse. Whoo, call out that old 33 degrees out of there. It's going to be right there 48. That's all y'all going to get, 48. We ain't going to hit 50 today. Sunshine, that's the good news. Sunshine on tomorrow, too, as well. We'll be in the mid-50s tomorrow. And then Sunday, got about a 40% chance of rain and showers on Sunday. So, should be all right. But sunshine and mixed clouds and rain on Sunday. All right. Madhouse question of the day. We were talking to the folks about what today, Ms. Jessica?
I was having a conversation with some friends yesterday, and we started talking about videos on social media. I probably am an addict when it comes to social media. And I was asking them, what types of videos, category of videos, do you find yourself watching all the time? What's your guilty pleasure where you're like, I can't even believe that I'm watching this, but you find yourself watching them all the time.
So I really don't go search for them.
Mm-hmm. You know, because that's the algorithm.
Yeah,
they'll
pop
up.
Yeah, they pop up, and then once
Larry,
they pop up.
Your algorithm is off.
Mine is crazy. I ain't gonna need to tell no lie. I can pull up my Instagram right now and go to the Explore page, and there's probably a monkey on there on the back of a hippopotamus back.
Great.
Dragging that hippopotamus. And then I click that one, I'm gonna click by 30 more. Because I seen a dog.
Mine was.
You keep talking about this dog.
Right, Justin, this dog and this raccoon.
Let him talk about this dog and this raccoon. No, let him get him out so he can just get it out and then we can be done with it. What did the dog do to the raccoon, Larry?
Well, look, Justin, I'm gonna show you this.
No, I don't want you to show
you. No, look, I just pulled it up. This dog, my.
I'm telling y'all, Larry's algorithm is probably the worst in the madhouse. It's horrible. He's now showing us two dogs hunching.
That's on me yesterday.
That's my.
Every time he gave me his phone, this little nasty.
Mine is just animal videos, but most of them are animals hunching because they be going in.
Animal porn. Larry's guilty pleasure is animal porn videos.
I be like, dang, but they look like us.
Really?
That's what I be saying, bro. It's funny to me.
My videos are animals fighting videos or animals attacking people.
Animals?
This is pit bulls. Good pit bulls.
I don't know why that intrigues me.
And that's the crazy thing about it is a lot of these videos, you never go searching for them.
No, they just
pop
up.
But as soon as they pop up, you go down that rabbit hole of just watching more and more and more of them.
Shut up, man. When I said something about the goose geese a couple weeks ago.
Not the goose geese.
Man, all I see now is people getting stopped or people stopping on the road because it's a family of geese walking by.
Mine is, I have a couple, but the two that I talked about today were Karen videos. Like, I go down because sometimes I'm just so shocked by this kind of stuff. Like, I saw a video earlier this week of a Karen. This little boy and his father went to the woman's house because they lost their cat. And they found out the woman had the cat. And they went to the house to get the cat. And the woman was like, I've had this cat for 2 days. Wow. I'm now attached to it. I'm not giving you your cat back. Wait, what? That's my cat. I'm just so shocked by. I am so shocked by those. And I also watch the pimple popping videos.
Right. You always send some. Ugh.
The pimple popping videos are crazy to me because I also wonder, how the hell did your pimple get to that point?
Yeah, some of them be huge.
How did it get to. Are you taking a bath? Are you using a loofah? You need to use some type of exfoliant. How are you getting these pimples this big?
It cannot be.
Then what are we doing?
Just going to see what this horse doing to this man.
No, I don't, Larry. I don't want to see. Would you like to see one of my pimple popping videos?
This horse. Okay, just this horse is trying.
Because you just...
Madhouse Nation. We asking Madhouse Nation. What we asking Madhouse Nation? We want to know what are y'all guilty pleasure like videos that y'all watch on your like on your social media, like on Instagram or TikTok. Like I know a lot of folks watch TikTok and they watch it favorite like it's TV and YouTube. So what is your guilty pleasure YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram watching videos that you watch? 570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. And don't feel bad because I'm telling you
yeah,
right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Because these animal videos, I watch them every day.
See,
they just come up on my
what head. Social media has sort of, and I knew this before, but it really, really makes it very prevalent, is the fact that people are just interested in such crazy things. There are these Asian people on social media who literally will scoop crystals out of sand and sell them to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the craziest videos ever. And they are making major money. They have millions of views. And I find myself watching those on TikTok, too. I don't know how that ended up in my algorithm.
Yeah, like I don't even know how this got in my algorithm. But
have you seen these? Have y'all seen these baby? They're baby dolls that look like real dolls. Have y'all seen those?
No.
They real dolls. They look. I mean, they look like real babies.
Megan.
They're no. Like babies, like
infants.
Oh, wow. And they are for people who have traumatically lost a child. So they have these baby dolls that look like real babies. And they have clothes. They buy strollers. They take them out as if they're real babies. All videos. You can check out all these videos.
No, I'm not watching
We're going to talk about House Nation, man. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Another Larry the Morning Man, how Charlotte's Blood for new hip hop and R&B, man. We're talking about guilty pleasures, social media videos. Videos you watch all the time on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, wherever. Jessica said hers is the pimple popping. Burp said the animal fighting videos. Mm-hmm. And I said the animal porn videos.
The animal porn videos.
I did. They be funny, though. I laugh at them.
Well, Larry, you have been laughing ever since we started this segment. You are continuing to show us videos. You are showing the Zoom room videos.
Did you see the one of the little dog on the big dog? Look at the cat. Look at the cat. Look what the cat is doing. What is the cat doing, Justin?
This cat is eating another cat's groceries.
In the toilet.
In the toilet.
In the toilet.
The cat has it tooted up on the toilet, and the other cat is standing up on two legs. Eating the other cat's groceries.
What is going on in the animal world? Alright, what is yours?
Why
good
is
morning.
This on
this I don't know why I told my algorithm.
Good morning.
What's up?
I just wanna comment my weird little thing I like to watch. So I also love pimple popping videos because they just kind of get to me. Like I love to sit there and watch them and pop everything out of them, and they be irritating sometimes because they don't know how to pop them the right way and get all the stuff out.
Exactly.
Man, I'd be like, girl, stop playing. Squeeze that thing.
Squeeze it, get it out.
Let's squeeze
yeah,
that thing.
Yeah, it gets you to that point. But I also like the falling videos when people fall like on their faces or off the bike.
Oh,
like,
I watch those sometimes,
they
too.
Crack me up. I'd be like, man, now you know good and well you was not going to make that. But it's okay because I love you recorded because I wanted to laugh at you. Mm-hmm. I love them videos. They just keep on coming, you know. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, love. Yeah, you kind of weird. Good morning. I'm just playing. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what is your guilty pleasure watching videos on social media?
I like the earwax videos, the earwax tools,
yes,
and I like the ingrown toenails.
Ingrown toenails?
Yes, ingrown toenails removals. I love those.
Jessica, I'm surprised you like ingrown toenails because you don't like feet.
I don't, but it's one of those things which you are just shocked that you let your toe get to that level.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guilty pleasure videos you watch on social media.
ASMR.
Oh,
I will
yes.
watch them all day.
You said what?
ASMRs when they eat the food and they're slurping, and I will watch it all day.
so I gotta take this off. It sounds like, so it sounds sort of like that. Imagine watching a video and they're going like this.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Or they're going.
What is that?
I love them.
Yeah, nah.
I love them.
ASMR videos. And it's the craziest, like, they'll just go like this.
They be eating all fast.
Yeah. Or they'll just tap on the thing.
We'll be doing that.
All right.
The person that's doing the video, they'll have a microphone in front of them.
Yeah.
And they'll whisper. They'll be like, hello.
Uh-huh.
I love them.
Wow.
Y'all are weird.
Yes. I ain't never seen them. Come on.
Good morning.
What you got for me? What you watching? What you watching out there on social media?
I'm definitely watching the pimple pop in because this is like wow.
Yeah. This seems like this is the number one video.
You said, what's my number one video?
No, I said, this seems like that theme of the pimple popping and stuff like that. It seems like this is one everybody watches.
Yeah, because it's interesting. Then also, like, the cooking shows, like, people are really going in with, like, the cooking, and it's starting to become cook porn, like, food porn.
Yeah, I agree.
So, those are my two top.
570-WPG-1-800-525-0098. You're guilty watching, guilty pleasure watching videos on social media. Let us know. Madhouse Nation, Friday Funday talking about these guilty pleasure videos y'all watching on social media.
What's going on? No limit. Hey, my guilty pleasure, and I ain't heard this yet coming from a man, is those videos on how, you know, us men need to improve ourselves as men.
Oh, yeah.
And relationships. See, that's one answer I ain't heard them anybody say
right.
yet.
Now, you're right.
That's my guilty pleasure.
We don't be wanting to hear that. That's why we'll...
What you mean you don't be wanting to hear that?
Because...
I mean, listen, let me tell you why.
Because the women tell us anyway. They be nagging us about it anyway, so we don't want to hear it.
But at the same time, some of those videos teach us our roles, and some women don't want to understand their roles.
Right, you're right.
I'm educating myself as a man to understand my role as a man and understand a woman's role as a woman.
Some women don't
want to understand that. When a man comes to them and say, look, here's what the deal is. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear it. So that's my guilty pleasure.
Thank you, big dog. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Proud out of here. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, No Limit? How are you?
I'm good, bro. What's your guilty pleasure video you watch on social media?
Hey, the one I like the most is the one I watch all the time is those DJing videos where them guys are DJing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that because to me, it's like I can learn something from that to better myself. You know what I mean? So that's what I watch all the time on TikTok, you know?
There it is, man. Y'all can tap in on this one. I'm at House Question of the Day. Go to our Instagram page. You can check me out at I Am No Limit Larry.
Me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Or on my page at I'm Just Burpee. This
is... It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you... Black Smart?
Good morning. Am I calling number 9?
Well, who this here?
Yana.
What up, Yana? All right, Yana, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 of the 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Yana, if you do not, we are taking that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
Oh, God, no.
You got 3 categories. Jessica has category number 1.
Where they from?
What? Purple has category number 2.
Black slang.
What? I got category number 3. Black sports stars. What?
Where they from?
Lil Wayne, where he from?
Los Angeles.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
All right. You can pick another category. Stay in the same category, whatever you want.
You almost got hung up on.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, wow.
Los Angeles.
You want to do the sports?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Let Burpee have a cap talk with her.
Go ahead. Okay, let me stay in the same category. Hold on. Do you know about sports?
No, let me stay in the same category.
Would you pick a sports category?
Mine was easy, but go ahead, Jessica. She wants your category. I'll give you something easy.
Okay.
You gave her something easy, too. So.
You probably come to me. You didn't know where Lil Wayne was from. You want to go back?
Leave alone, Burpee. Leave alone.
Okay.
Where you from?
We're not going to tell you. Go ahead, Jessica.
Megan Thee Stallion, where's she from? Oh. Girl, get off this damn phone.
No, I want to hear her answer.
Megan is from...
What is...
No.
took way too
Damn.
Long. It took way too long. And it, both of them, you don't know that, then you just, the first one, we should have hung up on it. Damn, little baby.
Hell no. Ah! Ah! Ah!
That
might be the first contestant where I really want to go physically take her black heart.
Now, I want to shake her.
She might
real
be
hard.
The worst black smart contestant we've ever had.
Ever in the history of black smart?
In the history of black smart.
She said,
"You ain't doing that."
Lil Wayne was from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
There it is. I don't even want to play the game.
You ain't doing that.
Hit my hotkey. Just hit my hotkey.
On her?
On her, please.
On her? Yeah, I need to hit it on her.
Shut your dumb ass up.
I am angry.
I'm appalled. All right, so listen. Went on black. You got to answer both of the Jessica questions. Damn.
This is Janine.
Hey, Janine.
Hi.
All right, you want to play Black Smart, Janine? You want to steal these tickets?
Yes, I want to play Black Smart.
You sound upset. Go ahead, Jessica.
Lil Wayne, where are you from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
504, baby. All right, Jessica, go ahead with your second question.
And Megan Thee Stallion, where is she from?
I want to say Houston, Texas.
Real hot girl. You won!
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You win!
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You are black smart, and because you're black smart, we're sending you to go check out Cat Williams. He's going to be
thank
at the Bojangles Coliseum on February 17th. Tell everybody what stage hooked you up, mama.
WPEG 97.9.
No Living Larry, the Morning Man, House Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and IB. You know what it is. It's 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending.
Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug. No, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it.
Trending Topics is being brought to you by the Royal Comedy Tour. All you got to do is listen to Power 98 for your chance to win tickets to that tour. It's coming to the Ovens Auditorium on April 7th. Tickets are on sale right now. Go to power98fm.com for details.
Jessica, what you got trending over there?
All right, you know, over the years, Swiss Beatz has given us super hits, but there's one of them that he deems as the greatest. Which one do you all think it is?
You said Swiss Beatz?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Great.
Him saying that's this is the greatest one.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop, Rough Riders Anthem.
That's what you all are going
that's
with?
That's what I would go with.
Is that what you're going with, Bert?
I would, yeah.
Rough Riders
Some
Anthem?
Rough Riders, yeah. I'd go with that, yeah.
You all are correct.
Yeah.
He says that it's Rough Riders Anthem. He said that's the greatest song that he ever produced because it was the beginning of his rise to music stardom.
Wow.
Yeah, so stop. I love that one.
Drop.
There we go.
Shut them down, open up shop.
First we got them like,
oh.
Now they like,
oh.
What, baby?
Does that rub right?
It's always the melody. It's always the melody. You almost had it. You almost had it.
Purple, what you got trending over there? I'm not messing with Miss
David Temple. David Tepper is trending right
he's
now.
He's still trending in the city and everywhere else. Across the league.
Look at him. Lauren London actually is trending also because of her look on the red carpet. Did y'all see her?
Yes.
Woo! I didn't see her.
God, somebody. Oh, sorry. I'm looking at it right now.
I love her.
I lost all my thoughts. Larry, boy, just look. Look at that right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Lauren London looked amazing at the premiere of You People on the correct
God,
carpet.
Threw it down and here and said, here go, you an
she
angel.
Was, she stole people. She stole all attention. All attention.
Hey,
Lauren London. I met her.
I met her, too. I've met Nunu before.
She smelled like Christmas morning.
Well, she smelled like pineapple.
But you didn't meet her, and she thought, she called, she looked at me, and she said, Jane?
She thought you was somebody else.
Yeah, let me say, hold on, what's happening now? James is your brother, y'all a twin.
Or your sister,
care.
I'm sorry.
I don't care, but she had me skip the line, and I came over there and told her, no, that's my twin. I just go to the school. She was at Auntie Homecoming. Oh,
This is right after ATL.
Don't tell nobody else.
You're right, because it wasn't.
I don't care.
It wasn't even for you. It was for
who
your.
Oh, she looks like perfection.
I got Boosie Badass. He trending this morning. Boosie said, "Don't come over here with no golden showers. He not accepting them or giving them out."
Good.
Boosie said no to golden showers. He said, "Now I'm nasty, but that's nasty."
I was about to say something.
Say it.
You want me to say it?
Say it.
Yes, please.
You want me to say it?
Yes.
Okay. This is what comes to my mind when you do this story. I would imagine that Boosie's urine is not the best.
It's not the cleanest.
I would imagine, you know how, I think it was Summer Walker who asked, she says, what exact type of urine are we talking about? Are we talking about the nice, you know, sort of clear?
Yeah, people that drink water.
Or are we talking about black and mild infested urine?
With weed and...
I would imagine.
Dirty Sprite.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
That Boosie falls in the latter category. So it is probably good that he is not requesting.
You got Dirty Sprite, people.
Nor providing.
Yeah, Boosie said, nah, he ain't doing none of that. He not going to pee on no woman, and he don't want no woman to tinkle on him either. That's what he said.
Not tinkle.
I mean, that's what he said.
Are you into going to shower?
Hell no. No.
You, if a woman requested that to do for you to do that.
First of all, if you could just pee on command. I don't know about y'all. I got to drink something.
No, but hold
Shut
on.
Up, Barbara.
If a woman were to request... If especially you, Larry, you're married.
Mm-hmm.
If your wife were to request, would you deny?
Burp, what the Bible say? Give me a Bible verse I can quote right here, Burp.
Do everything your wife says.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, all right. So you're in for it. Burpee?
No, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could.
You don't think?
Like if it's... Okay. Or if I did, it would have to be at the end. Because I'm not going to want to do it to you.
This is true.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's like, where do you do it at? Like, in bed? It's got to be in the shower.
No.
I don't.
What? Yeah. You going to do it on the bed?
Did R. Kelly do it in his video in the shower?
What time? I'm not even bringing that child pornography up. That was child pornography.
In the shower?
No. This takes place in the bed.
In the bed? I'm not going to pee on my bed.
I'm not in my bed.
Definitely.
How do you... Let me put it like
that. I got a lot of questions.
I would imagine that golden showers take place lots of places.
Right.
Because you can have sex lots of places.
Amen.
So, I would imagine sometimes it takes place in a bed, might take place on the floor.
In the kitchen.
Might.
In the kitchen.
Our hotline is ringing.
It is. Let me get out of this break. One segment are we doing? Trinity Times is also being brought to you by the new Harold's Chicken and Ice Bar in the Queen City. You can join me and Butterfingers out there next Friday night, February the 3rd. We're going to be out there 440 East McCullough Drive in the University area, man. Shout out to the new Harold's Chicken.
Just imagine you having sex.
Our hotline is ringing, Murphy.
I know, but you got to throw me off. I'll be like, ooh, what did I drink today?
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all, let's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what's going down inside the Madhouse. Yeah, each and every morning we talk about it. It's your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD. What is that Madhouse question of the day, Miss Jessica?
We were asking you, what is your favorite type of video to watch on social media?
Miss Dark Kiss, she said the carpet cleaning and the pressure washing videos. Fam 8 said, I like watching natural disaster videos. That's different.
Natural disaster videos.
Yeah, like tornadoes, and hurricanes, and stuff like that.
Mm. That hasn't popped up in my algorithm yet.
You know what's on my algorithm.
I like watching tornado videos.
I do too.
Yeah, them tornadoes. Even though I'm absolutely terrified of tornadoes. I've never seen one. Never been a part of one, but I'm scared to death. That was random.
What you got?
I'm trying to get to them. I'm sorry. I was editing up a new Madhouse dancing video. Y'all be on the lookout for that. That's coming y'all
terrible.
Very soon.
Larry
Kilty.
Shut up.
Boy.
I hate both of y'all. Y'all
no,
was
you did.
Trying to
I'm
make me
actually, I'm actually giving you a compliment.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I love watching Andrew Zimmerman's food show when he is out of the country. And I like watching Village people try American food for the first time.
The group? YMCA?
No. No. Just people that are from other places try American food for the first time.
Oh, okay. It's a weird fetish.
Larry, are you showing another animal porn video?
No. Yes, he is.
We have seen at least 37 videos in the last hour.
Just today.
45.
In the last hour.
45.
Larry.
I hate it here.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Right now, sir.
You stop it right now.
Participating in the madhouse question of the day.
But you stop it right now.
All
right. Because it's a bit much.
A bit?
And now I want to see the cat eating the other cat's groceries.
Jessica.
He showed it to me.
It was what was happening in the video. Oh, this horse.
Oh, my.
See? See?
Murph, what you got? You got
I left my phone in the other studio.
Okay. All right, coming up inside the madhouse, you know we're about to do about the roll call. Roll call me on Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry.
You can roll call with me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Hey, log on to my page at I'm Just Burpee.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning, madhouse. Is that a little Larry?
Yes, yeah,
yeah. Everybody know Larry.
Justin
Burpee. Yeah. In
the morning. Right there.
On Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.